Hello, this is WMUC FM College Park, and you're listening to Sellouts with Sia, where we look at an artist and we look at whether they sold out or not. Today we're going to be looking at Weezer, which is one of my personal favorite bands. I did spend a lot of time in my room as a child, but we don't have to talk about that. Before we get into all of the ins and outs of Weezer and their musical influence, we're gonna, of course, listen to a PSA. So, let's just take a second and listen to this.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Well, that's certainly informative. I will say that I actually have gotten Lyme disease. I think I've had it like three times. Well, I think I was bit by a tick twice, which both resulted in that happening when I was a child. I had went on antibiotics, and then I did have a flare up when I was 12. So I will say that make sure that to protect from ticks. Some of my favorite little tips is that if you're a girl or if you have long hair. So I guess if you're a girl with short hair, that doesn't matter. But if you have long hair, make sure you put them in braids because it's harder for them to get into your hair from that. Also wearing a hat. And always do tick checks. I have had this drilled into me by my mother, so I'm sorry if I sound a little bit like a mom right now. But anyway, this is WMUC, where college music is good music. And today we're going to be looking at Weezer and whether they sold out their artistic integrity for fame. And who is Weezer? Weezer was formed in the late 1990s in the Northeast, with the members being from Massachusetts and Connecticut. And I feel like that's relevant because I feel like there's such a different tone of a band based on depending on where they're from, right? Maroon 5 was such a California band, right? And Imagine Dragons is, you know, Utah and a little Mormon, and Weezer, I guess they just have that New England sound. But despite that, they did cite some serious influences from the Beach Boys, which are a classic California surf band. But I think what Weezer really was doing was they were looking at a lot of the older rock influences. They looked at grunge, they looked at new wave, and I feel like something that I didn't know about them, which I think is really important to their sound, is that Rico Kasich produced them and produced their first, the Blue Album and the Green Album, which are, I think, some of their more commercially successful albums. Well, I know they are some of their more commercially successful albums. But fun fact, so Rico Kasich, he's actually from Maryland. He, from Baltimore County, he went to Lock Raven High School. And I didn't know that. Now you may be saying, who is Rico Kasich? The name sounds sort of familiar. He was the drummer and one of the frontmen for The Cars, who we'll be listening to in a minute. But I am personally a very big fan. And also, fun fact, I thought his name was Rico, last name Kasich, but I was wrong. Rico Kasich. And I know, because I've only heard his name referred to verbally, and not really, I wasn't really reading that right, I guess. Well, maybe I'm dyslexic. I have a cousin who's dyslexic, so maybe it passes like that. But anyway, this is WMUC FM College Park, and you're going to be listening to The Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys from their album Pet Sounds, which the Weezer does take significant influence from. And I think you can sort of hear in sort of like their oddball sound. You know, the Weezer combines a lot of punk and rock elements with just like a little bit of a dorkier, almost like more technical and like just exploratory, experimental. Like, they're not shying away from experimenting, even if they are leaning into the more classic rock sound. So let's hear a little bit more of an experiment with Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. That was Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, and as you might have noticed, that song doesn't have any lyrics. But that's okay, because this is WMUC, FM College Park, where college music is good music, and that was just sort of a sample as to the more experimental tone of Weezer. And now we're going to be moving on to another band which has had significant influence on Weezer. And I feel like they're definitely, when we look back on different artists and we group them together, they are definitely grouped in with Weezer, with the same audience. They even had an album that was sort of, Weezer even sort of named an album off of one of their albums. Not that that's really that unique. Weezer has a tendency to do that with different bands, like Van Weezer, which is based on Van Halen. And so they had their newer album, OK Human, which is named after this album, OK Computer. This is Man of War by Radiohead.
ocean. Search the whole world for drunken confessions and hijacked affairs. Or just make you more
that sorry sorry, I have to get my presenter voice on. That was Man of War by Radiohead, and we can definitely hear some of the more solemn and sweet singing that we hear a lot in, I think, Weezer's later work. We will be playing a song from the OK Human album to sort of compare and contrast what they took from Radiohead. And I think you can say, like, oh, well, isn't that plagiarism? No. Well, here's the thing. There's a difference between plagiarism and inspiration. And I think we see in a lot of Weezer's work that they take aspects, but they don't necessarily copy the songs that they're making, but they take elements and they're inspired by. And I think that is mark of great creativity, is that you have the eye to and or ear to hear what you like, see what you like, and refashion it and reform it and put in your own artwork. And I feel that when I took art classes, that was a lot of what we talked about. We talked about there, my art teacher would always say, great artists don't borrow, they steal. or great artists don't steal, they borrow. One of the two, I forget which. But the important one is that you cannot become a great artist without taking inspiration from other artists. And I think that we're going to hear that a lot in the next song that we're going to play for today, which is Just What I Need by The Cars. And as we know, the part of the genius behind The Cars, Riku Kasich, was one of the producers for Weezer and their self-titled album and their Green album, and so he helped them. And so let's hear that, see if we can hear that Weezer sound in this song right now.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Thank you.
That was Monkey Gone to Heaven by the Pixies. And I feel like today on WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music, I just get to play all the songs I like. I get to play the Cars. I love the Cars. I didn't even know the Cars were involved with Weezer before I started this. I get to play the Pixies. I love the Pixies. I love the Beach Boys. I'm getting into Radiohead. I have a friend who really loves Radiohead. And so I know it's like way too, like, I know it's really good. I just haven't gotten into it yet. But so honestly, today, I love this. I wish I could just play this every single time. Just play random songs I like. But unfortunately, I picked a theme and I gotta stick with it. Okay. Sorry. I had to let my face stop smiling. This next song is the one that you have been waiting for. This is from Weezer's self-titled album, now known as the Blue Album, called In the Garage. It was released in 1994. And there was controversy around them because at their first album, they were able to get on different TV shows and they reached commercial success from their first album, which doesn't always happen. And so there was the argument, oh, well, you know, this rock band, they're a plant. And I think when you look at the trajectories of other rock bands like Nirvana, which had Bleach, and Green Day, which had an album before they were signed, I think that makes sense. But I think they also had Rico Kasich as a producer, and so if they found that, and they found people, I think they were formed before they released the music, and I don't think they're an industry plant. I think they had industry connections. But, I mean, who doesn't if you're going to be successful? I don't know. When I hear industry plant, I think of the Spice Girls. And I think of a producer having a vision for who's going to be famous and just needing someone to fill in that. And what we've seen from Weezer again and again is that they are a band who makes music. They push out music, even if it's not really always that popular. Even they continue to make it. Like, they have so many albums out. And I didn't realize how many albums they have produced. I just thought, oh, they have the ones that I recognize. No, they have a lot more. And so I think that would be unfair to call them an industry plant. I think they just, before they released their first album, they found a connection or two, which helps them reach success immediately. And they're very lucky. Very, very lucky. Lucky ducks. But this next song is from that first album, as I said. This is not one of the more popular ones, but it is one of my favorites. This is In the Garage by Weezer, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler too, waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. I've got posters on the wall, my favorite rock group Kiss. I've got Ace Frehley. I've got Peter Criss waiting for me. Yes, I do. I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage where I belong, no one hears me sing this song. In the garage.
love everyone waiting there for me. Yes, I do.
That was In the Garage by Weezer. We're going to continue on our little journey throughout music. Next, this is WMUC, FM College Park, where we look at artists, and you're listening to Sellouts with Sia, where we look at artists and we talk about whether they sold out or not. Today we're talking about Weezer, and I feel almost certainly that they did not sell out for a couple reasons. First of all, they are continuing to make music even now when they have lost sort of the audience's group, and they're still making music that creatively pushes them. And I feel like this is a very clear sign that they did not sell out, because if they sold out, first of all, their songs would probably be more popular at this point. Let's be honest. Like, when bands are selling out, they're selling out for record companies and commercials, and so they are still everywhere even if their music is not up to par. Second of all, they are making music that still is different and they're still exploring, and so it seems to me that they have the creative juices in them, and even if they were famous and got popular, they did not do so in hopes of selling out their brand or giving up their creativity for fame and money. Now here's Beck.
I'm a loser, baby. shove the other in a bag with the rerun shows and the cocaine doja, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate, trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
is only made for one. Don't telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot, it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquaking Kiwi. A leisure suit is nothing, it's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper, pinched between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi-automatic, believers are ecstatic. You see the way they cling, the cold metallic sting. And I'm living in a coma, Madonna de Verona. The harness made of hopes, the lovers on the ropes. None is to church as the parrot is to perch, and my heart's wide open, truly.
That was Harness Your Hopes by Pavement. Next up, we're going to be listening to a much more recent Weezer song on WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. You're listening to Sal Twosia, where we take an artist and we look at whether they sold out or not. Today, we're looking at Weezer. We played a lot of their initial influences and talked about their producers, their connections, and how just because you have this connection doesn't make you a plant and it doesn't make you a sellout, and you can tell by the way that they're continuing to make music. This was, I think, this song got up to number 5 on the alternative hits, and I think it's the closest thing they have to a recent hit. It's from 2021. It was a single off of their OK Human album, which was named after the Radiohead's OK Computer album. This is All My Favorite Songs by Weezer. Personally, I do have different songs that are my personal favorites from this album, but this is the most recent popular one, other than when they did Africa by Toto, but I'm not sure if that counts. When I listened to that, I wasn't in my Weezer bag, and it didn't really entice me to listen to them at all. I didn't think they added much, if anything, to the initial song. And I could instantly tell whether we were listening to one or the other, just because of the level of bass drums, but other people didn't have that, and I feel like that's not always a great tell if there isn't really a musical difference from the original. Like, what are you adding? Like, Valerie, the song Valerie, you know it, by Amy Winehouse, right, and Mark Ronson, but it was originally by the Zeftons, and when you listen to the original, it does not capture your ear as the Amy Winehouse version does, and you really get that they saw something that had potential and they turned it into their own vision. There's a reason for covering it. There's a reason for doing it again. I wasn't sure if Weezer had an artistic reason to cover Africa, and I think it might just have been like, oh, we love this song, let's do it ourselves. And I think that's fine. Like, I think that's fun, but I didn't think it was really an artistic choice, and I didn't think it was a reflection of their creativity, and so I'm not playing it, even though I do think that's their most recent charting song. But this is a close second. This is All My Favorite Songs on WMUC FM College Park.
My favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Friend, when I take a walk, I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad.
That was Go With The Flow by Queens of the Stone Age. Again, I did have to go with the flow because that song started just a second sooner than I thought it would, meaning that I was planning on pausing after all my favorite songs, and I didn't get that chance, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the advice of this song and go with the flow. Anyway, this is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. You're listening. Well, we're wrapping up Sellouts with Sia, where we take an artist and we look at whether, you know, they sold out or not. Next up, this is, I think, probably will be our closing song of this evening, this afternoon, this midday. Cheap Trick, Surrender, and we know that Weezer has taken influence from Cheap Trick and sort of their arena rock and repackaged it, and so I thought this would be a good song to close with. This is Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Just the other day, I heard of a soldier's father. no one man's